This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, the holy month of Quran and Du'as. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. The month of Ramadan is also the month of Quran and prayers, du'as. Almighty Allah says, the month of Ramadan is that in which the Quran was revealed as a guidance for people and as clear proofs of the guidance and as means of separating the right from the wrong. This is chapter 2, verse 185. Muslims are encouraged to read the Quran at all times. But during the month of Ramadan, the Quran recitation becomes much more focused. And we have all seen those scenes throughout the world. The holy month of Ramadan comes, and even those who are not so keen in reciting Quran throughout the year, they feel compelled, their hearts open up to this guidance of Allah, the book that guides us towards our eternal felicity and felicitation, right? So Quran becomes very famous and popular throughout this month of Ramadan, where even the youth and the kids are reciting more Quran than they would do throughout the year. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, the fifth infallible and immaculate Imam, said, everything has a spring season for itself, and the spring season for the Quran is the month of Ramadan. See how beautifully Imam has depicted that this is where Quran blossoms in the society. Quran becomes dominant in the society, in the hearts of the people, on the tongues of the people. Every opportunity that every single of the Muslims they find, they try to open up Quran and read, you know, a few verses or a few pages or a chapter. And how many of the people you and I know who complete Quran in the holy month of Ramadan? This is beautiful. The holy Quran is divided into 30 equal parts, which are known as juz. This division has been done so that a Muslim may be able to complete the recitation of the entire Quran during the 30 days of the month of Ramadan. This is why it is said that the Holy Quran is the most read book in the world. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing the holy month of Quran and du'as, that is the holy month of Ramadan. Mosques and Islamic centers organize special programs for the recitation of the holy Quran. They sit in circles and by rotation each person recites certain verses or pages of the holy Quran while other follow the reciter. The month of Ramadan is also the month of dua, supplication, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the same section dealing with fasting, Almighty Allah says, when my servants ask you concerning me, then say, I am indeed very close to them. I answered the prayer of one who prays when he calls on me. This is chapter 2, verse number 186. Although Muslims pray and do dua on a daily basis throughout the year, it's a very common phenomenon. But their prayers and du'as increase during the month of Ramadan. The Shia Muslim centers around the world organize special prayers during the Ramadan nights with the ritual and special prayers like dua iftitah and dua kumail as taught by Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, the commander of the faithful. So brothers and sisters, in this month, you know, while you do many good actions in this blessed month, try to read as much Quran as you can and try to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as you can. There are beautiful du'as prescribed to us by the Imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, especially Imam Sajjad, the fourth divinely appointed Imam alayhi salam. So pick up Sahifatul Sajjadiyya and try to look for the section where the du'as, special recommended du'as, are mentioned for believers to recite during the holy and blessed month of Ramadan. And inshallah, the ma'arif and the meaning of those du'as, you will find them to be very profound. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.